Excellencies, distinguished panelists, colleagues and delegates. Both Pascal and Dominique have said this morning that their organisations are not development assistance organisations as such. Well, UNDP is, of course, and I'll be speaking from that perspective this morning. Other speakers have already emphasised the serious impact which the global recession is having on developing countries. And we should note that this impact comes on top of the impact of the devastating high food prices and fuel prices which were experienced last year. So this year, with the drop-off in export volumes and prices, of remittances, of investment, the situation is serious, and those least responsible for the crisis, of course, are also the least able to respond to it. So at this time, the message must be that developing countries, more than ever, need our support so that the hard-won progress towards macroeconomic stability, as Dominique Strauss-Kahn has emphasised, and achieving the Millennium Development Goals is not reversed. The UN's development system does have an important role to play, both in articulating and in supporting a coherent global response to the current crisis. We do have a humanitarian imperative to help countries put in place social protection systems which address the needs of those who are vulnerable, and many are newly vulnerable. As well, we need to support maintenance of the investments which have been made in poverty reduction and in longer-term development. And the building blocks for recovery and for renewed growth must be put in place. Of course, the capacity for countries to engage in trade is essential to that endeavour, as international trade is a powerful engine for economic growth and for achieving the Millennium Development Goals. It is rather urgent that the Doha round of trade negotiations is completed and that it does indeed have a very strong development component, as was envisaged when the round was launched in 2001. But to take advantage of more open markets, nations need to build capacities, to build infrastructure, to build institutional frameworks. And aid for trade is a way of supporting those developments. The Aid for Trade at a Glance Report 2009, which is being launched this morning, does contain some good news, as aid for trade commitments have steadily increased since the initiative was launched in 2005 in Hong Kong. It's encouraging to see the finding that developing countries are making progress in mainstreaming trade in their development strategies, and that trade is increasingly the main driver of regional integration. I see two challenges where concerted action is needed, especially from donors. First, a robust rate of real growth in aid for trade needs to be sustained and to be truly additional without detracting from aid for social and other sectors and purposes. ODA pledges already made, including those at G8 summits, must be met, if not augmented, to support low-income countries through this current crisis. And the G8 does have the opportunity later this week to resolve to follow through on its Gleneagles commitments of 2005 and to commit the Gleneagles scenarios to funding for them for scaled-up ODA to African countries. Secondly, aid for trade to low-income countries is growing faster than that to other groups of countries, but there's still more scope to target resources so that the poorest countries do receive the most aid for trade, and so that the current concentration of that assistance in only a few countries is reduced. For UNDP's part, we are strongly committed to the Aid for Trade initiative and to the Enhanced Integrated Framework Initiative for the least developed countries. We see both as important in building a more inclusive and fair globalisation which expands opportunities for all. Our own trade-related support emphasises interventions in three main areas. They are assistance to partner countries on mainstreaming trade in national development and poverty reduction strategies, incapacity support for negotiating trade agreements which prioritise human development outcomes, and incapacity support which help build countries' competitiveness and ease supply-side constraints. Some examples of countries where we've been partnering: Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan. We've supported trade needs assessments, the essential first step in establishing national priorities for aid and trade support. Then, in response to demand from the Central Asian nations for a regional initiative, that kind of support we're now extending to Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan and Turkmenistan, and also further afield into the Southern African Customs Union and its member states. In middle-income countries like Syria, UNDP has provided support to governments for WTO pre-accession processes. We're also fostering South-South cooperation on trade and helping to share experiences and expertise on aid for trade. In this respect, we've coordinated the preparation of a guide on best practice for trade needs assessments, which will be launched this afternoon. I see our work on trade as a vital part of UNDP's efforts to help countries reduce poverty and achieve the Millennium Development Goals. In these challenging times, it is imperative that there is greater support for enhancing countries' capacities to grow through trade and for laying the basis for long-term and sustainable development. The Aid for Trade initiative is a very good way of helping to make that happen, and UNDP is pleased to be a partner in the initiative. Thank you.